This is the Superhuman Channel, doing reps with the weight of the world.
The following paid program does not necessarily reflect the views or opinions of the staff and management of Tri-Scepter Productions or the Superhuman Channel. Tri-Scepter Productions and the Superhuman Channel are not responsible for any claims, warranties, or guarantees made during this program.
Prepare to experience the strongest radio allowable by law. Secrets will be revealed. Myths dispelled. From the studio gym where excuses never apply. It's Superhuman Radio with your host, Carl Lenore.
Hey, welcome back. And it's Friday, which means I'm in the studio with the lovely and talented Elisa Profumo. Hi, Elisa. How are you?
Hi, Carl. How are you?
Good. What's new? You know, I listened to Casual Friday the other day.
Don't you usually?
Not all the time. I got to tell you, your voice really is great on the radio. Aww. I was listening to your voice. I was thinking, I have to find a way to make my voice deeper. Because your voice, it's like...
you should listen to Barry White and take lessons from him.
Well, he's dead. I don't want to take lessons
from him. Well, no, you can listen to his voice while he's singing.
Hi, this is Carl Lenore. Welcome to Superhuman Radio. Anyway, so we have a great show planned today.
Yes.
But first I have to talk about something personal.
Okay.
I went to the dentist the other day.
Finally. No. It's your 6 month. I'm teasing. It's your 6 month checkup.
No, I think this was 1 year, actually.
Oh, was it?
I think it was. Okay. But I do have to start going every 6 months to get my teeth cleaned, I think.
You're supposed to.
Well.
This is not a judgment zone, but you're supposed to.
Yeah, we'll get into that later. The irony is that my dental hygienist, who is the same person who cleans my teeth all the time, as soon as I opened my mouth.
Rachel is her name.
She went back and looked at my file and then came back again and she said, wow, your gums look better than they've ever looked. I says, thank you. And then she went with that little probe.
Periodontal probe.
And she started poking around like on the sides in between the teeth.
To measure your pockets.
And she said, your pockets aren't as deep either. She goes, hold on a second. And she went through every pocket and looked at them and she said, your pockets aren't as deep as they usually are. What are you doing? And I said, the only thing I'm doing different is I've been brushing with this oil-based toothpaste or tooth cleaning agent called Aura MD. She goes, whatever you're doing, keep doing it. So I had my Aura MD moment.
Your aha moment.
Yeah, it's true. It's true. I mean, this stuff really does what it says it's going to do. I have to say, I'm looking forward to going back again and hoping that I even get better review. So.
Well, I went to my esthetician this week, and she told me my skin looked great. And I've been using the Aura MD oil. So there you have it.
Yeah, that stuff really does work.
Mm-hmm.
More people have to get on board with that. Go to the website. There's two banner ads there. You can get a free bottle of the oil, by the way.
Can you?
Pay the shipping, yeah.
Cool.
Okay, so speaking of judgment-free, I just think it's amusing that Planet Fatness.
Planet Fitness.
Refers to themselves as the judgment-free zone when they are anything but judgment-free. All they do is judge people.
Well, evidently, there's an article that's been going around Facebook like wildfire.
Right, this news reporter, right?
Well, no, it's it was reported by a news channel in Richmond, California, that a girl named Tiffany Austin, she was recovering from a car accident and getting ready to get back into shape. So she went to Planet Fitness for her first workout, and she had on like a spaghetti strap top.
Yeah, what a lot of girls wear to the gym. I mean, this is nothing special.
A pair of capri yoga pants, and her midriff top showed her belly. And evidently, or her midsection, I should say.
Right.
And evidently, one of the employees came up to Tiffany and said...
two people had complained about her.
You're intimidating other members. You need to cover up.
Right.
So this employee went to get a T-shirt to cover her up with, and they were going to give it to her for free, a Planet Fitness T-shirt. And while she was standing and waiting for that employee to come with the T-shirt, another employee came up and told her she needed to either leave or cover up. So she was, at that point, disgusted and decided to...
Cancel her membership. So Planet Fitness
builds themselves as a judgment-free zone.
Right. They call themselves the judgment-free zone, but they're anything but judgment-free. All they do is judge people. And if you don't fit into the slothful, underachieving fat model, you can't go. You know, and I said this before on a show. Imagine if I launched a chain of gyms and we didn't allow fat people in. And when someone came in that was moderately overweight, we said to them, hey, you have to leave because you're dragging everyone else down.
There would be lawsuits.
Oh, yeah.
There would be lawsuits.
Right. And imagine if instead of calling, I was listening to a Planet Fitness commercial the other day, and they were referring, don't go to one of those musclehead gyms. Come to Planet Fitness. Like, pick another category of people. You know, I don't know, short people. Don't go to those gyms with those little tiny short people. Come to where regular people. It's like, you could not do this. You couldn't do this if you discriminated against anything else. But we're easy to poke fun at, people who care about their bodies and we're healthy. Because we're not popular.
Okay, so I guess Planet Fitness is $10 a month. So it is providing a gym for people who can't afford a different facility.
Yes.
So hats off to them for that. Because I know people who have joined because it is only $10 a month.
Right.
However, I mean, pizza nights and bagel mornings, really?
Well, think about, let me tell you what they're really up to. If people haven't gotten it yet, if you know anything about the gym business, you know there's a maximum number of memberships you can sell based on usage. If everybody who had a membership at a gym showed up every single day, the gym wouldn't be able to handle it. So they bet on breakage. They bet on a certain number of their members buying a membership, getting all jazzed up, coming in for the first week or two, and then fading away. They bet on that. Well, Planet Fitness has figured out how to exclusively appeal to those people who buy a membership out of guilt because they feel like they need to go to the gym, but then don't go or go just a couple times a month. They are appealing to the masses in this country that are the core of the unhealthy movement.
They say that the rest of the industry is fighting for 15%. They're going for the other 85%.
Bingo!
And to keep costs down, they don't offer other amenities that other gyms do, such as juice bars and personal trainers.
Personal trainers. Now,
there's
think
no
about
personal
this.
Trainers
right.
there.
You go into the personal personal direction is so critical. It's almost derelict of them to allow people to come in and risk injuring themselves without any kind of instruction, in my opinion. It just goes to show that they don't care about their members at all.
It says that they've built their reputation on maintaining a non-competitive workout environment. If someone attempts to lift too many weights or seems to be grunting under the effort, staffers can set off a loud siren called the lunk alarm.
Right.
So you can't lift too many weights.
And you can't struggle, you can't strain,
What's too many weights? What is that?
They decide.
How do they have the...
Well, what happens is if someone's watching you work out and they're intimidated because you're stronger than them, they'll go and complain to management, and management will ask you to leave. This is prejudice and exclusionary mentality at its core in a national business for the public. I don't understand how... I'm telling you what it is. We are unpopular. Those of us who are healthy and strong and vibrant and virile, we are unpopular because the majority of Americans are sick and slothful and on drugs and fat and everything else. So we are unpopular. We are the minority now.
They have, once a month, they have food-filled evenings in each of the Planet Fitness franchises. They give away 250,000 slices each time for more than 3 million pieces a year.
Of pizza.
Of pizza.
Of pizza. So Patrick Arnold said the other day that he's going to go and join Planet Fitness.
For $10
a month. $10 a month because he can eat $30 worth of pizza. So he's looking at the economics of it. He won't work out there. He'll just join and show up for pizza night. And I think that's smart. But, you know, pizza? Really?
Well, and bagel breakfast. On the second Tuesday of the month, they have bagel breakfast. Who eats bagels?
Well, and both of those are high gluten, by the way. Pizza is actually made with high gluten flour. I know. I was in the pizza business.
I had a girlfriend tell me the other day that she ate three bagels, Panera bagels, in one day. The great big giant jumbo
big fluffy ones.
I couldn't imagine eating three in 1 week.
Do I know who she is?
Mm-hmm. Okay. Let alone three in one day.
Does her name start with a J? I'm just asking. You don't have to. You're not giving it away. It could be Julia.
Mm.
Oh, I'm sorry. I said Julia's name.
Maybe.
Anyway.
Planet Fitness. I've decided that I'm going to go to Planet Fitness one day and work out, just like to try the gym out, tell them I want to try it out, and secretly snap photos of stuff.
But you better wear baggy clothes because you have muscles, and they're going to see that through the. You can't wear that Lululemon stuff because you look muscular.
Really?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, you better go in there looking like an amorphous blob with legs so they go, oh, she's one of us. Let her in.
Well, I am going to do a field trip one weekend and go there for a workout. I'll have to report back.
Yeah, and bring your iPhone with you and act like you're texting, but take pictures of the people gobbling up pizza and bagels. I want to see what the people of Planet Fitness look like.
No, I want to get lunked. I want them to lunk me. I'm going to lift too many weights.
Yeah, there you go.
Do they even have leg press? And they don't have squat.
Their dumbbells don't go up past 50 pounds.
They took their squat machines out.
Yeah, dumbbells don't go up over 50 pounds. Could you imagine this? This is exactly, when I was young and raising children, they had soccer leagues where there were no winners, everybody, no losers, everybody was a winner. This is that mentality. Everybody's a winner. No, that's not how life is. Not everybody's a winner. These people have nothing to strive for.
No.
Let's take a break. We got lots of good things to talk
about.
We have
a good story to talk about. Well, lots of them.
So many of them. One of them, later in the show, we're going to ask those of you who are listening with your children that you may want to send them out of the room. Pause the podcast if you're listening in the podcast and send them out of your room, because we're going to talk about something that's a little risque.
Rated R.
Yeah, but I want to talk about it. It's really important. All right, so stay tuned. We'll be right back.
The government doesn't always have your health in its best interest. Luckily, we have Carl Lenore on Superhuman Radio. We'll be right back.
Do you avoid protein powder because it upsets your stomach? Want a protein powder with zero fat and lactose free? Look no further. Muscle Gauge Nutrition's Pure Whey Isolate delivers 25 grams of pure whey without any of the fat or lactose. And for a limited time, you can get a 25-pound bag of Pure Whey Isolate for only $187. That's Whey Isolate for $7 a pound. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Muscle Gauge Nutrition banner ad and use coupon code SUPERHUMAN today. Superhumans using Percova Extra Edge Colostrum Powder are experiencing dramatic improvements in strength, performance, recovery, and endurance. Benefits that cannot be duplicated by any other supplement. Percova Extra Edge Colostrum Powder will take your game to another level. If you already know how great Percova Extra Edge Colostrum is, you could purchase 4 jars of Extra Edge Colostrum Powder for $200. Use coupon code SHR2. See the Percova banner ad on superhumanradio.com today. The best fat loss patch just got better. Now, the Age Force Fat Burner Patch includes Garcinia Cambogia. Lose body fat even faster. Try it free for 30 days. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Age Force Fat Burner banner ad today. What else do you have to lose except unwanted body fat?
Just like Carl Lenore, jumpstart your day with a liquid shot of high-dose vitamin C. Everyone is searching for that magic formula to look better and feel better. We don't claim to have a magic formula, but we do know that more than 1 million people take a shot of our high-dose vitamin C supplement every day. They're rewarding their body with an important nutrient and antioxidant that is sugar-free, gluten-free, and dairy-free. All of these benefits and no side effects. Unlike pills and powders, this high-tech bullet delivers vitamin C directly into your cells. Try Live-On Labs Vitamin C with a 100% money-back guarantee. Save $10 when you order now. Click the banner ad on superhumanradio.com or call 1-866-790-2107. That's 1-866-790-2107. And mention code SHRC to save $10 off each carton. Carl sees the benefits. So will you.
At Superior Hardcore Peptides, we pride ourselves on accurately dosed, high-quality peptides and research chemicals made in the USA. With all the options out there, we dedicated ourselves to providing the best service and the best products for your research. Click the banner ad on superhumanradio.com today and use the discount code SHR and get 20% off our already competitive prices. If you're going to do research, do it with the best Superior Hardcore Peptides.
Thousands of Superhuman Radio listeners already know how well GLC 2000 works at repairing joints and cartilage, and it's the best price on the market, milligram for milligram. Now GLC Direct is offering a special that my listeners can take advantage of. Buy one, get one free of any GLC 2000 product. That's right, buy one of your favorite GLC 2000 products and get one free. Capsules or raw powder. Just mention Superhuman Radio and buy one, get one free today. Call 866-452-3473 or click the GLC banner ad on superhumanradio.com. Offer limited to one per household.
Get stronger. Feel younger. It's Superhuman Radio.
Welcome back, welcome back. You know, there won't be any Casual Friday next week because Elisa Profumo and I will be in Cancun, Mexico, laying
Mexico.
In the sun. I can't wait.
Hola.
Yeah, I'm going to learn to say hola.
Hola and adios.
And margarita. Show me the way to Margaritaville. I will absolutely be drinking next week. There's no doubt about it.
So, have you ever heard of Dr. T. Colin Campbell?
Actually, that's the way his name should be pronounced, colon, because what comes out of him is poop.
Colin Campbell.
No, but I like that. I love that Freudian slip because he is a colon. Poop comes out of him.
I did that on purpose.
Yeah. Yeah, he's a pooper. That's what he is. Yeah, I know who T. Colin Campbell is, or Colin Campbell.
He's one of the authors of the China study.
Right. He's also one of the guys behind Forks Over Knives, the attempt to make this nation vegetarian and vegan.
Evidently, he has a new book out called Low Carb Diet is a Fraud.
Yeah, of course he's going to say that, because he says protein causes cancer.
Well, that's what he says here. He says that he maintains that low carb diets are a fraud and that not eating grains may cause some people to develop cardiovascular disease or even cancer.
He's a nut. This guy is a nut. And you know what the worst part is? He's a nut with credentials. So people immediately believe him because of what he says.
Yeah, he graduated from MIT.
I know. He's graduated from some fantastic universities, but he's a nut. The China study didn't catch on because there were so many holes in it. And people saw through it. Now he's going to attempt to shoot the low carb diet down. At the same time, when they're curing cancer with a ketogenic diet, this guy is missing the boat completely.
He says that based on his 40 years of experience in nutrition science, we all need to be eating a grain based food diet.
Could you imagine this nut? This is in the face of so much good research. Take GMO and Roundup out of the question for a second. So much good research that shows that high cereal-based diets cause a variety of we just did this yesterday. We talked about depression as a disease of modernity. Guess what two foods most depressed people are eating?
Grains.
Well, fast foods and grains.
He says that low-carb, high-protein, high-fat diets cause high cholesterol, which is a major indicator of heart disease and cancer risks.
And that's another thing. So he's on the cholesterol bandwagon, too.
Right.
So, you know, look, this guy, you said during the break you wonder if he's on the payroll of the orthodoxy.
Yes.
He's not on the payroll, but he's benefiting from them, and here's why. He's going to sell a lot of books to a lot of stupid people. Okay? Because he is parroting that mainstream message, grains are good, eat lots of grains. And so he's going to gain from that momentum. So he may not be directly getting checks from Big Agra and so on, but he is getting paid by them extrinsically by parroting what they're saying. And so people out there go, oh, see, Dr. T. Colin Campbell said it's okay for me to eat pizza every night. So I'm going to eat pizza every night because it's good for me. So he's just gaining on the momentum of the mainstream's message.
Yes.
But this is going to fall flat on its face the same way that the China study book fell on its face and Forks Over Knives fell on its face. Those two, that book and that movie had no real impact on this nation's eating habits. Because the majority of people, let's call them the planet fitarians for a moment. The planet fitarians are still eating junk food, lots of grains and so on.
Interestingly enough, I see people like at Whole Foods. I know this person that is a vegetarian, and he was in line in front of me, and in his cart all he had were carbs in his cart.
Right. Because vegetarians...
And it wasn't just vegetables and fruits. Right. It was a lot of processed things.
Two nuances there. You said vegetables before fruits. That's a major change that has to happen in society. Vegetables and fruits. It shouldn't be fruits and vegetables, number one. But number two, vegans and vegetarians think they're eating healthy as long as they're not eating animal protein. Steve Jobs was a fruitarian. Where did it get him? Where's Colin Campbell explaining Steve Jobs' pancreatic cancer?
Well, one thing, I read an article that he wrote. The name of the article was "The Healthcare Doctors Forgot Why Ordinary Food Will Be the New Medicine of the Future." He got a couple things right in this article because he said that medical schools completely ignore nutrition. And that's correct. And he also said biomedical funding agencies give it a pass, give nutrition a pass. I mean, so he's right about these things.
Absolutely. But this is the problem. The term eating healthy is this broad stroke, ubiquitous term.
Depends on what side of the track you come from.
You know, we talked about this the other day. You know, you ask 10 people if they eat healthy and 10 people say yes. Seven of them are obese. So clearly they're not eating healthy.
A few of them have metabolic disease, but they think, they say to you, well, we eat healthy.
It's genetic.
Well, we eat healthy. All I eat is salad and seafood for dinner. Meanwhile, they drink a bottle of wine with it.
Well, but forget about that for a second. When people think they're eating healthy, they're eating a lot of grains.
Yes.
They're eating a lot of legumes. They think, I'm eating
a lot of beans.
I'm not eating any red meat. I stay away from red meat.
Meatless Monday.
Yeah. So the problem with eating healthy, he's right. Food is medicine. But you know what? There are all different types of foods out there. Not all of them are medicine. And I can tell you, he's right about the need for people to eat more organic vegetables. He didn't even say organic in the discussion.
No, he didn't.
No, of course not. But people do need to eat more organic vegetables. There's no doubt about it. But you cannot abandon red meat. If you read The History of the Human Body by Daniel Lieberman, this is a must-read for everybody out there. When you read this, you understand that once we started eating meat, it was a game changer for us.
So does that mean I need to start eating red meat again? I eat seafood and poultry.
I don't know. I can't tell you because you're different than anybody else. You're very sensitive to things. I think that you should just eat. You look like you're doing pretty well. Colin Campbell doesn't look like he's doing very well.
No, he doesn't.
I mean,
but I'm not a vegetarian by any stretch. I eat chicken and turkey, but the beef.
So
upsets my stomach.
Then don't eat it. And that's it. Just stay away from it.
And that's the only reason. It doesn't have anything to do with anything else.
Right. So, no, I would stay away from it. I absolutely would. But T. Colin Campbell is, he is a lone wolf out there talking about the importance of grains. Nobody else is doing this. Okay. Let's talk about glutathione for a second.
Sure.
I'm trying to find this.
Glutathione is called the I'm having a problem talking
today.
Well,
you know what is your note?
I'm already on vacation.
Yeah, there you go.
Glutathione is called the master antioxidant.
Right. And we've talked about it on this show for a very, very long time. The real thing about glutathione is it was thought that by supplementing with glutathione, it could not elevate your glutathione levels. But that's been shown to be false.
So it can.
And we have the best glutathione supplement in the world available to our audience. And that is from Live On Labs. It's liposomal glutathione.
Okay, so it says here, until recently, the widely held belief has been that normal oral supplementation won't help raise glutathione levels because oral glutathione won't get past the stomach acids and into the small intestines to be absorbed into the blood. But a recent study explained that it does,
in fact, get in. And if you're using a liposomal glutathione, it's absorbed through the lymphatic system, and it is absolutely absorbed. But glutathione is an important antioxidant. People shouldn't ignore it. But most people don't know even where to get it. It's very hard to find in your average health food store. I wonder if I never even looked at this. I wonder if the folks at Vitacost. Who do we buy? Would we buy from Vitacost? Who do we buy?
Yes, Vitacost.
I'm just curious if they carry a glutathione product. By the way, at the end of the show today, we will be announcing the winner of four boxes of Quest protein bars. His name it is a he, was picked at random right before the show. So you want to listen to the end of the show for that for sure. Let's see here.
What are you looking up to see if...
VitaCost carries glutathione. Yeah, they do. They have glutathione and glutathione powder. Good
but
for
they
them.
Don't have the... we have the best.
Yeah, the liposomal is the best.
We have the best. It's the liposomal.
Yeah, no, they don't. They just have powder. Powder and capsules. So there you go. Interesting.
Okay, so I was... are you done with the glutathione?
Yeah, yeah. I just wanted to get that out there.
I was looking up a story that Carl wants to talk about after the next break on Snopes. And what I did find on Snopes was that your vinyl lunchboxes that you buy for your kids have lead in them.
And it doesn't matter what color they are?
No.
Really? I thought it was just like the red ones had lead in them. So vinyl has lead in them?
Yep. Well, I can't get this article to come up. But yes, I found that just right before the show. So I just wanted to mention it to everyone.
So if you have one of those vinyl lunchboxes for your kids, you may want to rethink it.
It says children's lunchboxes contain levels of lead which are unsafe with ordinary exposure.
And that's just the vinyl ones.
Just the vinyl ones.
Because don't forget, the food sits in there all day long waiting for your kid to eat it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah, that's a bad idea.
The Center for Environmental Health announced it's filing lawsuits against makers and retailers of soft vinyl lunchboxes that can expose children to harmful levels of lead.
Wow.
So maybe they should just put them in paper bags.
Yeah, like my mother used to do.
Like the ones that, you know, the brown paper bags. That's better.
That's why the Italians were called grease balls, because the lunch bags on the job sites.
They were greasy.
They were greasy. And then when they would roll the brown paper bag up and throw it, like in the garbage, it looked like a ball of grease. It was a greasy brown paper bag. And so they started calling them grease balls.
The CEH is actually calling on the companies to recall their products to take action to eliminate lead from them.
That's terrible. Well, you like me, I used to take my lunchbox home on Friday and forget to give it to my mother. And then Monday morning, she would make lunch for me and open the lunchbox up. And anything that I didn't eat Friday for lunch was in there all weekend long.
No, I never
did that. And she used to get so mad at me and say, why don't you just throw this away when you're at school? And I'd say, I don't know, Mom. Like, years of that. I know she probably thought I was a real dummy. Like, when is he going to learn to throw this stuff away before he comes home?
No, I never did that.
Nah, I did. Anyway, let's take a break. Now, listen, when we come back out of this break, I'm warning you. We're going to be talking about something a little touchy, little racy, even a little R-rated.
It's rated R.
So,
It's not a little rated
yeah,
R.
Yeah, it's rated R. Okay. but we're gonna, it's very scientific. I want to be clear about something. So, Dr. Seeds, I think that Billy should not be able to listen to this next segment. Maybe you send him into the gym and have him do some push-ups for a little while. You're listening to Superhuman Radio. We'll be right back.
He's got the information that's perfectly healthy for you to snack on. He's Carl Lenore on Superhuman Radio. We'll be right back.
The health and performance benefits of phytonutrients are indisputable, but getting all of your phytonutrients from your diet is difficult. That's why Prime Nutrition introduced PhytoForm. PhytoForm has nearly 11 grams of all the micronized veggies, fruits, fiber, minerals, and antioxidants you need. Alfalfa, organic spirulina, and chlorella, plus acai, pomegranate, goji, bilberry, blueberry, raspberry, cranberry, and papaya. Cabbage, spinach, broccoli, beet, the list goes on and on. You won't find a better, more complete fruits and greens blend anywhere. It even includes PQQ, which has been shown to improve mitochondrial biogenesis. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Prime Nutrition banner ad today and use coupon code SHR to save 30% off. Prime Nutrition, the best or nothing.
Power Block dumbbells can replace up to 55 pairs of dumbbells in the space of just one pair. And they come in all sizes to meet the needs of all lifters, as small as 2.5 to 20 pounds per hand, all the way up to 175 pounds per hand, and everything in between. Check out the new Power Block barbells that turn your Power Block dumbbells into barbells in seconds, replacing up to 45 barbells. Or try the new kettlebell handle to convert Power Block dumbbells to kettlebells. Call 800-651-1937 or click the banner ad on superhumanradio.com for a free brochure.
You already know that Quest bars are the only protein bars that Carl endorses. You know they have 20 grams of high-quality whey protein and only 3 grams of non-fiber carbs. We don't have to tell you that they're the only bars that taste like the actual names. What we want to tell you is you can get a free box of Quest bars when you buy 3 from Predator Nutrition. Click the banner ad on superhumanradio.com and use coupon code QUESTSH. Now you know something new. The key to getting lean and staying lean is insulin control. Wild swings in blood sugar create body fat. How would you like to be able to ensure that more of your meals feed muscle and not fat? Now you can with GlycoSolve. GlycoSolve contains the most potent berberine on the market. It will shuttle glucose to muscle, not fat. Made in the USA in a GMP-certified facility. Save 10% when you use the coupon code SHR. Go to leanerliving.com today.
Toothpaste is loaded with toxic chemicals. That's why I use Aura MD. Aura MD is a natural dental care product that is made from botanical oils that promotes healthy oral microbiome while destroying dangerous bacteria that lead to gum disease. It does not contain fluoride, detergent, surfactants, or any other chemicals. Best of all, it leaves your breath smelling so good, people will comment about it. Right now, you can get a buy one, get one free of Aura MD by going to superhumanradio.com and clicking the Aura MD banner ad. I won't ever use anything else but Aura MD, and neither should you.
I usually avoid protein bars because they're generally just candy in disguise. But that's all changed now. With Quest protein bars, we can enjoy dessert again without the guilt. With 20 grams of whey isolate protein, tons of prebiotic fiber, no sugar added, and only 2 to 6 grams of active carbohydrates per bar, Quest bars will keep you full and lean. I've never endorsed a protein bar before because I simply didn't trust them. That's all changed with the Quest bar. Not just because of what's in them, but more so for what's not. Go to superhumanradio.com today and click the Quest Protein Bar banner ad. Start enjoying dessert again.
Build muscle, burn fat. It's Superhuman Radio.
Okay.
Warning, warning.
Adult explicit content to follow.
This is for adults only.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, there's not going to be any cursing here, but it's a touchy subject, okay? All right, so this morning when I got up, I happened to be on Facebook, and I saw someone had posted a story about this 70-year-old grandmother, and her name is Stella Ralphini. And she talks about that, 30 years ago when she was in India, she met this 80-year-old woman, and this 80-year-old woman had like such remarkably beautiful skin on her face that Stella said to her, "What do you do for your skin?" And the woman, without pause or hesitation or embarrassment, said, "I put my husband's semen on my face twice a week." So Stella was immediately grossed out by this. But when she got home, she... Wait.
So she was grossed out.
Absolutely. Just the thought of it grossed her out. But when she got home, she started thinking about it. And she thought about, this is something I should try. So she delved into it. And 30 years later, people come up to her now and they say, "You have the most beautiful skin I've ever seen. What do?" And she used to be hesitant about telling them because of the shock and the appall that she would see on their face. But now she says, "Look, here's what I do."
The reason why I say she was grossed out by that, because she's an author and she writes books about tantric sex.
About sex. But the idea about putting semen on her face was something that like crossed a line for her, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So I told Elisa this story and she immediately discounted it and said, "Oh, she writes books about sex, you know," and then says to me, "And I can see why you're all excited about this idea."
Well, I didn't believe it. That's why I went on Snopes.com to see if I could find it to debunk it.
And you didn't find anything to debunk.
There was nothing on Snopes about it.
So then I start looking around and I find a study by the Graz University in Australia from 2009 that identified one of the components in male semen called spermine, which actually has the ability to reverse aging and rid the skin of lines. A company in 2009 picked up on this and started synthesizing spermine and putting it in cosmetic products that was sold in health spas where they do this kind of expensive $250 for a spermine facial. And people who do this claim that they see immediate results, and when you do it more frequently, the results gets better and better. In fact, a reporter went and had one of these $250 spermine facials and said that she noticed it right away, that she noticed the difference in the quality of her skin, the fine wrinkles were gone, and so on. Now, Stella says if you do it with your lover, it's free. You don't have to pay hundreds of dollars on this sort of stuff.
Well, but and also the stuff that you're buying is synthesized.
Right. So you, and so we already know what happens when synthetics come. And by the way, I hope Adele Moussa is listening to this, because when I told Elise about this and then started showing her the study from the Graz University,
I'm going to ask Adele. He'll tell me the truth.
Yeah, there you go. Okay. So Adele, we're depending on you either way to tell us if this is a lie or not. So I start digging around on the internet to see if I can find anything else about this. And lo and behold, Heather Locklear was interviewed one day as she was coming out of a restaurant. And the guy who interviewed her asked her, well, let me read this and then I'll play the clip for you. It's already been proven that Heather Locklear is doing a bang-up job aging with grace. Seriously, she looks the same as her 15-year-old daughter. So when the 51-year-old actress offered up a secret to her great skin, we listened closely and then was subsequently grossed out. Now, when I watched the video, she's not. It's not like she said it as a joke and then slammed herself on the leg and went, ha, ha, ha. You could see that she was genuinely being honest. In fact, she even says to the on-camera crew.
From TMZ,
you're not going to want to know what I do to my face. And they were like, come on. So what happened was, in an on-camera conversation with TMZ reporters, she was asked if she had any recommendations for an anti-aging skincare product. Her reply, you just put semen on your face. Leaving aside the fact that we can't tell if she's kidding or not, we have reason to actually think that she's being serious. So here's the actual clip. Listen to it closely here. And you tell me. You can tell that she's being serious, and it's a little hard to hear, so I'll play it twice if I have to. Here we go.
How's it going? You look beautiful. Do you have any advice for us for, like, we're both aging and not using, like, generic skin cream? Is there any, like, what is Russian sciences or, like, you know, good face cream? I'm interested.
Okay, she said right there, you're not going to hear what I have to say. And then he goes, no, I'm interested. You put semen on your face. Now I'm gonna back that up just a little bit. Okay? She doesn't chuckle out of nervous. You know when somebody tells something like that, they usually get nervous and they chuckle. She doesn't chuckle. I watched the video like five times. She doesn't chuckle out of nervousness.
Where was this video? Where did you find it?
On YouTube.
Okay.
Here.
You just put semen.
Oh, semen.
Yeah, I'm gonna avoid that.
Right. All the guys in the audience get all uncomfortable with the idea. She is standing there straight-faced, looking at them. And cause this is probably what Stella talked about. When she would tell people this, they would either be shocked, in disbelief, or appalled by the idea. So I'm sure that this is what Heather Locklear is faced with as well when she tells people this. They did the same thing. Oh no, I'm not going to do that. Forget about it. I'll just go with the cheap cream or something like that. And she's straight-faced the whole time. She doesn't go, just kidding, I gotcha. She doesn't, her facial expression doesn't change at all. She's serious when she says this.
Okay, so you girls out there in the audience, let us know if
I'm gonna put a poll up today. I'm gonna put a poll up today on the website, on the Supreme Radio website. If applying your spouse's or lover's semen to your face twice a week would reverse the aging of your skin and keep your skin looking like it's 25 for the rest of your life, would you do it?
Do you mix it with anything?
I don't think so. In fact, Stella has specific ideas on how you should, quote-unquote, extract it so that, you know, other things don't get mixed in with it. No. You put it on, according to Stella, the secret of the women in India is you put it on your face for 15 minutes, let it dry into a mask, and then wash it off with warm water, and that's it. And that's it. Now, think about this. There are stem cells, right, in semen. There are antioxidants in semen. There is there's a protease enzymes in semen. There's all these things in semen that you'll find in the most expensive forms of cosmetic skincare. And it's free.
When Carl read this article, you better bet he was researching. He jumped right on
so
it.
So then I asked my good friend Brian, my next door neighbor, right, at the studio. I says, Brian, if you told your wife this and she says, okay, I'll tell you what, I'll do it twice a week. If you do it twice a week, you put it on your face too. Would you do it?
He said yes.
Yeah.
Would you?
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. So there you go. If it really is going to change the quality of my skin, because look, women put stuff on their skin. They don't even know what is coming from the glands of vermin and sheep placenta. And all. You women put all this crap on your face. Why is this so, I guess, I don't understand why people, women would be so appalled and shocked by it. For all you know, you could be putting rat semen on your face that's in those, they just name it something else in those cosmetics that women buy. So there you have it. We're going to put something up on the Supian Radio website, and I want the women to chime in. If you could really reverse the aging of your skin, fine lines disappear, even deep lines disappear, and over time, your skin reverts back to what it looked like when you were in your 20s and 30s. By using the semen of your lover or spouse, would you do it? I have a funny feeling that women will say absolutely not.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, I think you underestimate women.
Oh, I don't think so. I think that they draw the line. It's like they'll go out and buy $250 Provage that has all sorts of chemicals in it. But when it comes to that, they're like, I'm not going to do that. So there you go. Anyway, we actually took up a whole segment with that.
Okay.
So we're going to.
So when we come back, I want to talk about herbal antibiotics.
Yes. Because this is an important thing, because you don't have to take antibiotics if you don't really want to protect yourself. All right, so the kids can come back in the room. We'll be right back.
We're like an audio workout for your mind. You're listening to Superhuman Radio with Carl Anor. We'll be right back.
Orbit Nutrition carries over 1,000 of the hottest nutritional supplements, performance enhancers, and nutraceuticals on the planet. And now, Superhuman Radio listeners get an additional 5% off their everyday low prices by using the coupon code SHR5. That's SHR and the number 5. Choose from products like Quest Protein Bars, iForce Nutrition, Iron Mag Labs, and more. Check out Orbit's daily deals for special insane blowout prices. Log on to the Orbit Nutrition Forum and get feedback about the product you're shopping for, and get an additional 5% off using the coupon code SHR5. Orbit Nutrition. Fast, reliable, competitive, international. Why shop anywhere else?
The best fat loss patch just got better. Now, the Age Force Fat Burner Patch includes Garcinia Cambogia. Lose body fat even faster. Try it free for 30 days. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Age Force Fat Burner banner ad today. What else do you have to lose except unwanted body fat? What happens when you take UltraDrawl and reduce it to near molecular size? You get skin stretching muscle gains ridiculously fast. You get NanoDrawl, only from Predator Nutrition. NanoDrawl is a stronger muscle builder than even methylstenbolone. NanoDrawl's nanoparticle size gets faster entry to the bloodstream and muscle cells. Batch tested for potency. You can save 10% off by using the coupon code NANRL1. Click the NanoDrawl banner ad on superhumanradio.com today. Get ready to outgrow your wardrobe. Get NanoDrawl.
Eat dessert again with the new 100% natural line of high-protein, low-carb Quest protein bars. I love lemon cream pie and strawberry cheesecake, but you can choose from chocolate peanut butter, coconut cashew, or cinnamon roll as well. No matter which one you try, you'll feel like you're eating dessert. But this is no ordinary dessert. With 20 grams of high-quality whey protein isolate, 17 grams of prebiotic fiber, and sweetened with stevia, these bars will make you feel like you're cheating. But you're not. Go to Superhuman.com. superhumanradio.com and click the Quest Protein Bar banner ad to learn more about these clean and delicious protein bars.
If you're taking more than one nutritional supplement, stop. Simplify your supplementation with Bio Superfood, the most advanced nutritional whole food you can buy. Even Olympic athletes have discovered Bio Superfood from BioAge.com. You take just one nutritional supplement to help the brain with focus, memory, clarity, and mood. Bio Superfood has zero toxicity. It is safe with no contraindications. Learn more at BioAge.com or call 877-288-9116. Mention Superhuman Radio and get a 10% discount. You can also go to SuperhumanRadio.com and click the BioAge banner ad. Enter promo code SHR for a discount.
Never before has an anti-estrogen been so powerful. The triazole formula is built on a potent, all-natural aromatase inhibitor called Pizole, which has been shown in clinical trial to be as effective as a leading prescription aromatase inhibitor. Pizole works in concert with the rest of the triazole formula to control estrogen while simultaneously boosting testosterone significantly. In fact, one of triazole's testers had a 120% increase in total testosterone and a 257% increase in free testosterone. Triazole is available at bodybuilding.com, NutriPlanet.com, or where finest supplements are sold. For more information, check out GetDS.com.
Your radio just got ripped. It's Superhuman Radio.
Welcome back. So, we've got a lot of contact from people when we talked to Richard Lentz and we started talking about how we put Seagate extra virgin, real extra virgin olive oil up on the website.
That product is awesome, by the way. I love that olive oil. And I've been to Italy and I've had olive oil tasting in the actual places where they make them.
Right.
We did wine tasting and olive oil tasting, and his is just as good, if not better, than the olive oils I tasted straight from the press in Italy.
Right. And there's all these boutique stores that are opening up now where all they sell is olive oils and balsamic vinegars.
Mm-hmm.
And they're making a ton of money.
We have a lot of them here.
And you know what? So everybody acted shocked. In fact,
you had some comments.
Clay Tisdale, who's a big fan of the show, a fellow superhuman that lives out in California, he buys Bragg's, and he said, you know, are you telling me that Bragg's is not real? And I said, we're not saying that. What we're saying is 75% of the olive oil out there is adulterated. And I looked at the Bragg's, and it's yellow. It's not green. And my experience is that the real olive oil is emerald green. It's not yellow.
Well, I pulled up a couple stories. Like one was from NPR that this is not new news.
Right.
This is old news. This story on NPR was from December 6, 2012. And what they're saying is basically what you and Richard said on the interview the other day, that 73% of the olive oil sold in the United States is a fraud.
It's adulterated. It's other oils. And, uh-huh. And remember, I was watching a documentary about truffles. It was really a very interesting documentary because the truffles industry is like the cocaine industry. I mean, there's people that actually die over truffles. And during that interview, this Italian guy who was cloaked and his voice was scrambled that was talking about the truffles black market in Italy said, it's no different than the olive oil. You know, none of the olive oil is real anymore either. And the author, the guy who did the documentary wasn't interested in that because they were talking about truffles. So they just glossed over it and moved on. He didn't say, well, what do you mean? That's when I started thinking, you know, it's true. Olive oil doesn't taste the way it used to taste when I was a kid.
Okay. Here's a couple quotes. Consumers oftentimes aren't receiving what they think they're purchasing when they buy a bottle of olive oil, says Greg Kelly. He's the CEO of California Olive Ranchers. And then here's a guy, Tom Mueller. He's the author of Extra Virginity, The Sublime and Scandalous World of Olive Oil. American consumers who buy these false extra virgins are being duped.
Yeah, see? So, and keep in mind, the reason that Richard Lentz is able to do what he does is because he grows them, he picks them, drives them to his place, and as you know, he doesn't even press them anymore. He vacuum sucks the oil out of the olives, and then gravity filters it and puts it in a bottle, never heated or anything. So he has complete control from the picking, from the growing and picking right down to the putting it in the bottle and everything in between. I'm willing to bet that most of the companies that you buy your olive oil from, don't grow their own olives. They're buying it from somebody else.
And then also, like you guys talked about on that show, look at the bottle. If the bottle is green.
Yeah, the glass is green.
If the glass of the bottle is green, they're trying to hide something.
Well, they're trying to make it look like real olive oil.
Exactly. So when you pour it out, look at the color.
Yeah. Is it yellow? Mm-hmm. If it's yellow, it's probably not 100% olive oil.
Wow, you can tell we're Italian. We're so passionate about olive our olive oil.
Hey, don't you mess with my olive oil.
Yeah, Popeye.
I'll stick a piece of garlic. Yeah, Popeye. There you go.
No, but really, this is the real deal. Check it out.
Yeah, you know? I'm telling everybody, we did this with Richard. We're really not making any money on promoting his product. I'm being very honest. In fact, we buy our own. I've been buying his olive oil well before I finally convinced him to let us promote it on the show. So it's not like as though, oh, yeah, you know, I'm going to get rich if you buy his. No, we're making pennies if you buy his olive oil. The reason I want you to check out his olive oil is because it's good for you. If you're using olive oil for the reason you think you're using olive oil, and it's actually soybean oil, canola oil, safflower oil, and a little bit of olive oil, you're getting ripped off and your health is getting ripped off. Try Seagate one time. Try one bottle one time. Let me know what you think of it. Let me know what you, it's only going to be up there for a month or two. That's all I'm going to push it for, and that's it. So take advantage of it while you can. Okay. What's next?
Okay, so I just wanted to talk about herbal antibiotics.
This is really important because antibiotics and antimicrobials are very, very important from time to time. And usually doctors want to use prescription drugs that really are dangerous to the body. There are naturally occurring antibiotics out there. If you take them in combination with probiotics, that's the best thing you can do for your body. So what are they, Elisa?
Well, one thing I did want to read here is that many pharmaceutical antibiotics are isolated chemical constituents. They are one compound, one chemical. Penicillin is penicillin. Tetracycline is tetracycline. This makes them easier for bacteria to adapt to and then counteract them.
Ah.
So in contrast with the herbs, they're so much more complicated. Like, for example, garlic. It has over 33 compounds in it.
So where one maybe doesn't work as good, the other ones may. And so there you have complete suppression as opposed to isolated suppression.
Exactly. Yeah. Yes. So here are the top 15 antibiotic herbs.
Isn't that interesting, the second one? Okay, good. I don't want to give it away. That I just looked at that because of skin problems.
The skin problems, yeah.
Number one is acacia.
Acacia. Do you know what that is?
It's a berry, I believe, and it's very, very popular right now. You can buy acacia berry juices and stuff like that.
I thought that was acai.
No, that's an MLM, a CEO.
A CEO, yeah. Okay. Aloe.
Right.
Can you
Cryptolepsis?
What do you know what that
is? I don't know what that is. Cryptolepsis.
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 Echinacea.
Yeah. Yeah.
Eucalyptus.
Right, and that one you can tell that it's antibiotic because of that strong. What's the word? Aromatic scent that it has.
Mm-hmm. Garlic.
Bingo.
Garlic. Ginger.
Wow.
Golden seal.
Uh-huh.
Grapefruit seed extract.
So the seed extract.
Mm-hmm. Honey.
This one I know about. If you get a wound and you put honey mm-hmm. on it, it heals mm-hmm. in like a day.
Juniper. Licorice. Sage.
Usnea.
Usnea. And wormwood.
Wormwood, yeah. I mean, these are all naturally occurring antibiotic herbs that you can use in place of taking, tetracycline or something else.
Yes.
And you know what? I use a lot of ginger. You use a lot of ginger. I have to believe that helps us a lot.
Yeah,
I mean, ginger is so good for everything.
Ginger is great for, like, upset stomachs.
Ginger does a lot of the things that turmeric does. But it does a lot more. That's why I've always said that if I was only able to take just one herb, that it would be ginger. Because it has just pleiotropic effects. It just has so many benefits.
So if you were like cast away to an island and all
they
you
said you could always take one herb with you, I would take ginger.
It wouldn't, yeah, I think I would too.
It just has so many benefits in so many different areas. It's cancer protective. I mean, it just goes on and on and on. Let's see something here. So I just want to see what, I thought maybe they had some lists here of what some of these things did, but no.
No.
Ginger is also good for upset stomach, and there's some evidence that it can actually help you lose body fat in higher doses. I mean, ginger is fantastic.
I love aloe. I love aloe.
So people use aloe vera when they have like skin rashes and stuff.
I need to get an aloe plant at home.
Well, here's the funny thing. You can go to Walgreens or CVS and buy pure aloe.
That you drink.
It's designed for drinking, but think about it. It's pure aloe. It's nothing else. It's no colors. It's no fragrances. It's no thickening agents. It's nothing. It's just aloe. It's just aloe puree or whatever you want to call it, aloe juice. Why not just use that on your skin? Pour that in the bathtub with some of that aloe, some coconut oil, and some Epsom salt and take baths in that.
That's a good idea.
Because I know you're big on coconut oil and Epsom salt baths.
Yes.
Right? Maybe you need to add some of that aloe juice to it. It's cheap as heck over at Walgreens. It comes in a gallon jug.
I'll have to try that.
Yeah, yeah.
And report back along with my report on Planet Fitness.
Yeah. I wonder if they're going to kick you out as soon as you walk in. What else do we have to talk about, Elisa?
I just wanted to mention a couple weeks ago, I think, Walter Santoni and Olya. How do you pronounce
it? Olya.
Olya.
Michaela.
Yeah. He bought her a Russian sage for her garden, and she said it was the beginning of her Save the Bees project.
Right.
Which I think is awesome because I grow the Russian sage and it really is a great.
It is a bee magnet. It's when I go out there in the summertime, first thing in the morning, it is unbelievable. There's got to be literally 200 bees hovering around that thing.
Well, and then I also read an article about make your garden a bee friendly sanctuary.
Mm-hmm.
So even if you do a container garden or whatever, just put plants on your deck that you might not want to put them on your deck, I guess, if you don't want to get around the bees.
Why? Bees won't bother you if you don't bother them. That's another thing I don't understand. Bees. I'm around bees all the time. I've even actually scooped them out of the pool in my hand and then let them walk off my hand onto the ground and save their lives. It's not like they're going to sting you. They only sting you if they feel threatened by you.
That's true. Okay, so to provide food for bees, plant an array of species that will bloom in succession from early spring and then that will continue throughout late fall. They have different tongue lengths. I didn't know that the bees have different tongue lengths.
Lengths, so that some can get deeper into some flowers than others, in other words?
Yeah, a variety of flower shapes will attract the greatest diversity of bees.
Mm.
So I guess you need like a purple ones, yellow ones, blue ones, white ones. Flowering plants will attract bees, all those different colors.
Right, right. So. Interesting. Yeah, and this is the season to start thinking about the bees because the other day we were watching television and there was a baseball team at spring training and apparently there were like 250 or 300 bees in an area in the back of the baseball field and
yes.
They were spraying them with like Raid to kill them. And I'm thinking to myself, have these idiots not heard about the danger that bees are in right now and they're spraying the bees to kill them? Chances are, during the off season when no one was using that field, there was a beehive there. And now that they're playing, they're like, oh, there's a beehive. We got to get rid of all these bees. It's like, I couldn't believe it. Do you remember that? We watched
TV
the other
day. Yes. Also, one thing that I did this year is you know how you put stuff on your lawn to prevent the grass from having
fertilizer, de-weeding agents,
yeah.
And so on.
I'm going all organic. It's all organic.
You found somebody who does exclusively organic.
Yeah. They use what they call a bio-T compost, and they use that to fertilize. They can even fertilize your not only your lawn but also your plant beds too.
Your grow. And what about your food that you grow, the plants that you grow, like tomatoes and stuff? I wonder if you use that as well, since it's natural.
Well, if not, you can get organic fertilizer.
Oh, so last year, Elisa bought organic fertilizer, and she's like, hey, we got to put this down on the Laropia and blah, blah, blah. And it was fish guts. It was fish.
Well, it's in a liquid form though.
Yeah, but it's broken down fish.
It smells like fish, and that's the best thing for your garden is fish.
Yeah, I know. My grandfather used to go at the beginning of the season when he would turn his soil before planting. He would go to the local fish market and he would buy all the heads and tails and everything, all the scraps that they threw away, and he would fold that into his dirt when he turned his garden. And it stunk to high. I remember it. It stunk terrible for about the first week, and then the smell went away. And he always had the best tomatoes, the best eggplants, the best, what did he grow? What am I trying to think of? Peppers. He had hot peppers one year, and I grabbed a bunch of them with my hand and rubbed my eyes, and boy, it lit me up like a Christmas tree.
What I was talking about earlier, and then you said that about the bees, that they aren't going to attack you.
Yeah.
It says here, I just said, creating a habitat for the nest. You may not like the idea of attracting stinging insects into your garden. Keep in mind that stinging is a defensive behavior used for defending the nest against predators. If you've ever noticed a bee when it visits a flower, he's too busy to even notice you. He's foraging, and they're happy. They're not going to attack you unless you come for them.
That's right. The only times I've ever gotten stung, when I was very young in Upper Greenwood Lake, New Jersey, at my grandmother's summer house, I wanted to take a yellow jacket's nest home for show and tell in school, and I tried to knock it off the corner of the house into a pastry box, and they stung the heck out of me. And then once again, I was mowing my lawn when I was an adult, and apparently the hornets made a nest in the ground. Have you ever seen this? Hornets making a nest in the
mm-hmm,
ground?
Mm-hmm.
And when I went over it with the lawnmower, they thought I was attacking their nest. They came out and they started stinging me. Those, you know, other than that, I've been around bees. They come close to you. I don't get scared. They don't bother you. I mean, they leave you alone.
The horsetail milkweed, which I've talked about before, which is great because the monarch butterflies plant their eggs on the milkweed.
Mm-hmm.
The bees love that flower too, so that's one that you could help the butterflies and the bees with
at the same time.
That's a common milkweed, a butterfly weed, a horsetail milkweed, yellow giant hyssop.
Yeah, that's the one with the big yellow flowers. Mm-hmm. I like that one. Yeah,
The columbine.
It's hard to believe that that's a weed.
Coneflower.
Yeah,
coneflower, a goldenrod. Goldenrods are beautiful. So, when you're planning your garden this year, just think about the birds and the bees.
Yeah, think about the birds
and the butterflies.
And, the bees. And also your skincare products. Yes. All right, look, you said birds and bees. we're going to take a quick commercial break. And when we come back, we've got lots of listener questions, comments, shout outs, and we're going to announce the winner of 4 boxes of Quest protein bars. Stay tuned. It may be you. We'll be right back.
Previously on Superhuman Radio.
You know, these politicians, they don't care. And you know what the worst part is? Their children and their grandchildren are being affected by these genetically modified foods.
The GMO issue affects everybody.
So they're not only just selling their own souls, they're selling the souls of their offspring, their grandchildren, their nieces and nephew, who are being exposed to these things that are going to cause disease.
Superhuman Radio with Carl Lenoir. Listen weekdays at noon.
The best fat loss patch just got better. Now the Age Force Fat Burner Patch includes Garcinia Cambogia. Lose body fat even faster. Try it free for 30 days. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Age Force Fat Burner banner ad today. What else do you have to lose except unwanted body fat? Superhumans using Percova Extra Edge Colostrum Powder are experiencing dramatic improvements in strength, performance, recovery, and endurance. Benefits that cannot be duplicated by any other supplement. Percova Extra Edge Colostrum Powder will take your game to another level. If you already know how great Percova Extra Edge Colostrum is, you can purchase 4 jars of Extra Edge Colostrum Powder for $200. Use coupon code SHR2. See the Percova banner ad on superhumanradio.com today.
Just like Carl Lenoir, jumps. Start your day with a liquid shot of high-dose vitamin C. Everyone is searching for that magic formula to look better and feel better. We don't claim to have a magic formula, but we do know that more than 1 million people take a shot of our high-dose vitamin C supplement every day. They're rewarding their body with an important nutrient and antioxidant that is sugar-free, gluten-free, and dairy-free. All of these benefits and no side effects. Unlike pills and powders, this high-tech bullet delivers vitamin C directly into your cells. Try Livon Labs Vitamin C with a 100% money-back guarantee. Save $10 when you order now. Click the banner ad on superhumanradio.com or call 1-866-790-2107. That's 1-866-790-2107. And mention code SHRC to save $10 off each carton. Carl sees the benefits. So will you.
There are a few products that I believe in the way I believe in CanSee eye drops. I've been using CanSee for 6 months now, and the changes in my vision are nothing short of amazing. My near vision has improved, and I can read small print from 8 inches. My overall vision is clearer, and the glare from oncoming headlights doesn't bother me any longer. Just 1 to 2 drops a day, and the results are visible. You can find CanSee eye drops at wisechoicemedicine.net or call 800-861-4936. That's 800-861-4936. Wise Choice Medicine. Medicine.net. CanSee eye drops. The name says it all.
It's new, it's cutting edge, and it's custom made to get you to Gainesville. The Blueprint Meteoric is here. Meteoric is the final frontier for drug-free athletes. Includes brand new breakthrough information about triphasic energy system training and macronutrient cycling, specifically designed to transform your physique and record time. For a limited time, get the Blueprint Meteoric for free, along with the legendary add 1 inch to your upper arms in a single workout when you subscribe to the Blueprint Bulletin. Go to superhumanradio.com today and click the Blueprint banner ad. In a world of advanced bodybuilding supplementation, the numbers don't lie. Fact, Iron Mag Labs is among the fastest growing hardcore supplement companies in the world. Fact, when it comes to no-nonsense, cutting-edge products, nobody delivers results like Iron Mag Labs. Fact, the Iron Mag Labs line of innovative formulation has set a new industry standard with products that are helping world-class bodybuilders reach levels they never thought possible. Iron Mag Labs is a proud supporter of bodybuilders everywhere. Discover the most hardcore bodybuilding supplements on the market. Visit IronMagLabs.com today.
This is the Superhuman Channel. Evolution just got kicked up a notch.
This is when Madonna was young. I was living in Vegas when this song came out. The Madonna song. Okay, welcome back to Casual Friday. Should we announce the winner first and then do the shout-outs? No.
Do the shout-outs first.
Okay. All right. So who do you want to give a shout-out to first?
I'm going to give a shout-out first to Elaine Williams.
Yes.
She's so cute.
Yeah, she is. Yeah.
She said,
we met her in Vegas at the Olympia with Brad.
With Brad, her boyfriend. Yeah. Road trip means listening to Carl Lenore and Adele Moussa and expanding our brains. Hashtag getting smarter. Hashtag spit that out.
I like that. That's good.
And hashtag SHR with her boyfriend, Brad.
Building by Brad.
Building by Brad.
I think that's his screen name. You know, I was communicating with Adele yesterday via Facebook. He has been so buried alive. He was literally gone for a few days in some sort of school-related function. Plus, he's, you know, working on his own stuff. And he said that, you know, he can't wait to get back on the air. He misses doing the Subversity Science Roundup. So we're hoping that sometime in the very near future that we will have him back on the air here. But right now he's just so busy.
Okay, so the next one is from Michelle
Hebert.
Did you say you had something?
Oh, yeah, go ahead. Read what she said. This is after the comment that I made about birth control pills, and she called me on it. She says, you know, that it wasn't nice the way you put that. And so I apologized on the air so she put on Facebook.
Carl and Elisa, of course I still love the show. Yeah. Thank you, Michelle.
And so she also sent me a message through the app. She says, hey, I know that you talked about Melanotan 2 before, but I'm wondering if you could discuss it again. Summer is coming, and I am considering trying it. I have very pale skin and have had a hard time tanning, and I was wondering if there were any new developments and if you could go over pros and cons. And I'm going to have Ginny research this and see if we can find some new science. And I just used it the other day in preparation for our trip to Mexico. I am really pretty dark right now. And what I've done is I took 0.5 milligram of Melanotan 2 just one day before getting in the tanning bed. I had been getting in the tanning bed all along.
But just for 10 minutes.
Yeah, 10 to 12 minutes is all I do. And I only do that maybe twice a week at best. This last time I went and got in the tanning bed, I took 0.5 milligram of Melanotan 2 and came out and looked like I had been at the beach for a week. And I'm pretty dark right now, so I'm ready for Mexico. But we'll get that show together, I promise.
And part of your thinking behind the tanning bed thing is that if you get in there for a few minutes, that
vitamin D
is going
to
go up.
Yeah, I'm looking to stimulate natural vitamin D as opposed to just supplementing orally, yeah. And I can't take credit for this realization. It was actually Ron Pena from Quest who made this very, very intelligent argument that, hey, you know, if you look at us from an ancestral perspective, we've never gotten 10,000 IUs a day of vitamin D in our diet through our gut, through our liver, you know, and so on and so forth. It's always come from our skin. And so Ron bought a tanning bed so that he can get in a couple, two or three times a week just for 10 minutes. And that's how he boosts his D3 level. So it's very, very, sensible. I think it is. And that's not long enough to damage the skin or anything like that. So.
Okay. So the next one comes from Seth. Is that Spanner?
Yeah, Spanner. Yeah.
So I'm listening to Casual Friday, and wouldn't all vegetarians be diagnosed with that avoidance, restrictive food disorder?
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, I think that's true because let's face it, the vegans and the vegetarians talk about diets that restrict grains, like this guy, right? So he say, oh, you know, restricting grains is dangerous.
Dr. Campbell.
Yeah, Dr. T. Colin Campbell.
Colin.
No, we're going to call him Colin from now on because poop, nothing but poop comes out of him. How are they any different than, you know, when they condemn these other diets, how are they any different than when they say, well, a vegetarian diet is good, you know, avoid red meat? Why? Why restrict anything? I mean, it just doesn't make any sense.
No, it doesn't.
You know, when you read the book, and I know you will because I've said it enough times, by Daniel Lieberman, The History of the Human Body, you'll realize that our greatest strength is the ability to adapt to different foods. That's what's allowed us to survive. We've had a shift. The Ice Age came and went several times, believe it or not, and we had a shift what we were able to eat. So we are like the Prius. We're hybrids. We can just about eat anything and survive.
Okay. John Bennett. Carl, I started listening to your program a couple of months ago. Can I just say that if people aren't listening, they are missing out on the best podcast out there. I always learn something, and most of the time I learn a lot. Also, Rob has been a tremendous help to me. I'm 67 years old, and I feel like I'm 40 most days. Please keep up the good work.
And this is he's in my camp, this guy, because, you know, we're older guys, and we want to feel good, and we want to live long, and we want to be strong. And I thank you so much. I read that post first thing in the morning one day, and it just made my day, you know, reading that. Thank you so much. That's wonderful. Thank you.
Okay.
The next one, we can't say the last name.
The next one comes from our friend Down Under. I'll just leave it at that.
Okay.
And she posted on my Facebook wall, new research shows that toothpick shedding is linked to another syndrome, patch shedding. Along with the used toothpicks found at random in any room in the house, used Age Force patches can now be found nearby.
So we have to talk about this. So it was talked about on the show that I like to use a toothpick, and I usually put it in my ear instead of throw it away for later use. And then quite often it falls out of my ear somewhere randomly in the house. Now, I've gotten a lot better about this. I don't do it anymore.
One day I was in the shower, and I found some in the shower.
Yeah. And that's because after I washed my hair, it rolled out of my ear. And so I've stopped doing this. I really have. Now I use a toothpick and I throw it away immediately. And if I need to use another one, use it again 10 minutes later, I just go get a new one. But this person shared that when she heard Elisa complaining about my toothpick shedding, that her husband did the same thing.
Mm-hmm.
Well, apparently her husband is also shedding Age Force patches now too, all around the house. Along with the toothpicks. So
I said, I hope they don't have a pet roaming around the house.
Yeah, really, right? Don't want the pet to get a hold of some of those Age Force patches, that's for sure. Let's see here. This one comes from Alex. I believe it's Alex Gordon, actually. He says, hey, have you considered doing a show about phenibut and GABA? Perhaps you could have someone come on to discuss the differences. I started taking phenibut before bedtime about 3 months ago, and it helped me get to sleep at night. The results have been great so far, and I have not yet developed any tolerance to it. Thanks. I personally have experimented with phenibut. If you take lower doses, like 100 milligrams, 120 milligrams, 140 milligrams, it seems to work okay. If you start getting into those higher doses, 300 milligrams and above, it almost it sedates you. It's not even sleep now. You're just sedated. Yes, we will absolutely do a show. I think the right person to do this show is Patrick Arnold, since he's the one who discovered and introduced Phenibute. I'll ask Pat if he'll come on the show and talk about it and GABA. Great suggestion. Thank you very much, Alex. Let's see. We have another question, I believe. And this one comes from Michael McGregor. He says, Carl, I was listening to last Friday's Casual Friday, which was a great, as always, and you and Elisa were talking about ginger extract. Now I used to buy the extract from your site, but I haven't seen it there any longer. So where are you getting your ginger extract that you're using now? Because I'm running low on mine and don't want to run out. So any companies out there or brands that you can recommend?
I get mine from, I've been buying, there's an organic little shop here that sells all, like, it's like a,
it's a farmer's,
like a farmer's market.
So in the farmer's market's closed in the wintertime, so
inside.
We now have stores that have taken the farmer's market indoors.
Yeah, it's an indoor farmer's market, and someone makes this in their home,
yeah.
And it's organic ginger extract that,
yeah,
I've just been buying from there.
Yeah, and we've been using that, and it's been really good. I may try to pick up a good ginger extract again. We had problems with the last one. The problem was, it was coming from India, and the delivery to the United States was very unpredictable, to say the least. And so it caused me lots of problems with shipping, so I just decided it wasn't worth it.
And we had some issues with it getting into other, like in Canada, we,
yeah,
had some issues with it getting into Canada.
We shipped to one guy two or three times, and customs confiscated it every single time.
He never received it.
And the last time I even put on it that it wasn't ginger extract, I said it was incense powder. Because I thought, well, incense powder you burn, you don't consume. This should get through. And sure enough, it didn't get through. So I just felt like it was causing too much ill will amongst the listeners. And there are websites out there. If you Google bulk ginger extract, you'll find some herbal companies out there that do sell it. And it's good stuff. Just make sure it's a minimum of 5% ginger oil. That's it. That's all you have to do.
Maybe we could find one as an advertiser.
I don't know. We could try. Let's see. Do we have anything else in the listener comment and question side? Doesn't look like it.
Time for the Quest Bar winner.
Okay. So, we had this promotion running. It was just for this month that you could win 4 boxes of Quest protein bars. They are actually the cookie dough, chocolate chip cookie dough, which are the most popular. And all you had to do was like the Superhuman Radio Network fan page. And if you already liked the page a long time ago, you already entered. So it was all good. And this morning we picked a number at random and we went to that particular person's, placing in our like columns. And it was Joe Pennington. So Joe, if you're listening to the show, you have 1 week to email me at onair@superhumanradio.com and provide us with your address to ship it to you, 4 boxes of Quest protein bars. And if we don't hear from Joe within the week, then we will pick another name. And the reason we're doing it for a week, because we won't be here for a week. Otherwise,
so
I would
just
do it for a few days.
That works out well.
Yeah, and I literally am not going to check email. I'm going to put on my autoresponder, gone fishing, be back April 1st. And I am not
April Fool's Day.
Yeah, I am not turning my cell phone on. I am not turning my computer on. I'm getting off the grid for 1 week out of my life. I think it's the world will go on without me. But we are running Best Sub next week. Elliot Turton will be in the studio running Best Sub next week. So you'll want to tune in. We have some really good ones. One of the shows we'll be running next week is when Carl went through menopause. It's a really funny show. So, anything else, Elisa?
That's it, I think.
Well, we'll try to post some pictures maybe on Facebook from our trip.
Yes, let's do.
Yeah, we'll do that for sure. And thank you to everybody for listening this week. Thank you for listening as always. You have anything you want to throw in there, Elisa, before we say goodbye?
No.
Okay, so we will see everybody a week from this coming Monday.
Yes. Adios, amigos.
Instead of bye, adios. I like that. All right, bye.
Bye.
This is the Superhuman Channel, where brawn and brains finally meet.
He's your personal watchdog.
Is anyone awake up at Capitol Hill?
Sniffing out the corruption and...